Forces still loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad struck back at rebels on Thursday, killing at least 70 people in the capital, Damascus. The conflict has claimed more than 20,000 lives and driven at least a 250,000 people from their homes. Many of them have sought refuge in the neighboring kingdom of Jordan, 2,000 a day, according to some reports. The director of Caritas Jordan, Wael Suleiman, spoke with Vatican Radio's Benedetta Capelli.
In Jordan now, we received the last 6 months 165,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan. We are in Mafraq, and we opened two centers to serve the Syrian. We are across the border, only 10 kilometers from the borders. We have two centers. We served around 25,000 Syrian refugees till now with the support and the help of our partners in all over the world, even Caritas Internationalis, of course. And the situation of the Syrian, of course, it's a terrible situation. They are living in a very, very bad condition because they left everything in Syria. They came without anything, you know, and they need everything.
What do the refugees tell about Syrian conflict?
Now, of course, they don't want the Syrian refugees to talk about political issues. They are, because they are still afraid about their regime, that in the past years in Syria, they were under a regime that they cannot allow them to speak or to think sometimes, you know. For that, they are coming here in Jordan. They know that Jordan is a peace country, peaceful, and they only came to ask help, to support them, you know, their families, and only that, you know. And of course, Caritas, we are trying to respond, you know, with the local church, with the Catholic Church in Jordan, you know, to provide them as much as we can with our partners, you know, medical services, educational services. Now we are implementing non-formal education schools, afternoon schools, and vocational training. And of course, we are distributing food and non-food items, you know, for them.
In Jordan, the family have accommodated the refugees in their home. They'll be generous.
Of course, because the Jordanian people, you know, they already had the experience with the last 60 years with the Palestinians, with the Lebanese, with Iraqis in 1991, you know, and now with the Syrian. And of course, the Jordanian people, they are generous. They feel that they are very close to the Syrian people, you know. And for that, they are trying their best to support these families, you know, as much as they can, you know, offering them houses, offering them everything that they have, you know, sharing, you know. Even the poor Jordanian families are trying to share something with the Syrian refugees.